tickets, Mavs post-game show. Live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game. Ben and Skin size it up on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right. It is time now at 6:30 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, for us to get into what will no doubt be a highly explosive concert calendar. So are we prepared here? Are we all ready?
I believe we are.
All right.
Humble up, please. Oh, we're finished with that.
Tonight at Billy Bob's Texas, John Michael Montgomery.
Rego, big show for you tonight.
Oh, good gosh. That's just such a tired bit. Not funny. Ridiculous.
All right.
I don't know who the guy is. He's some kind of three-named country guy. Young guy.
Oh, jeez Louise.
You're being...
I just got hugged by the...
By the Frisco Cookie Monster or something.
Tell Blake to get him out of here.
Where's your handler, douchey?
Wow. That stopped down the whole thing.
Yeah, sorry.
At Poor David's Pub tonight, Jack Ingram.
Big Jack, go see him. Two shows, as a matter of fact, tonight for Jack.
Is that right? So big, he's got to do two shows.
Yeah, everybody needs to go check out Jack tonight at Poor David's if they don't go see Reiner.
He is very good.
He is.
Maybe
very
you can
talented.
See them both. Since they're having two shows, you can go see him first, then swing by and see Reiner.
Probably can.
At Trees, The Bouncing Souls, Hot Water Music, and Long Shot.
Don't go to that.
At the Barley House, Petty Theft.
Go to that.
Yes. It's your band, Rhymes.
Mike Reiner.
We got to support that.
That is the all Tom Petty band.
You guys are getting free drinks tonight, by the way.
We are?
Yeah.
I'll be there tonight, Rhymes, making sure they pay you.
Thank you. At Rubber Gloves, Tokyo Sex Destruction.
Kind Greg, of a good name.
Not bad.
Greg, will you buy all my drinks tonight?
Where?
Barley House.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I have a sandwich?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. From me. All night.
At the Meyerson, Kenny Loggins with the Dallas Symphony.
Give it up.
Why? Give it up. He's good.
Better with Kenny Loggins.
And he will be great with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, look, Gordo's sound checking again.
With the same songs.
He better have his down because he's been doing it for the past 2 hours.
We're going to hear the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard any minute.
You know why he's doing it, don't you?
Because there's people in here and there's a stage.
People showed up. That spotlight.
Look at me and my beard.
Pull that.
Now, would you have gone to see Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald?
McDonald, yes.
If they'd have rolled through here when they were touring together?
No. I don't like Kenny Loggins. Highway to the Danger Zone, Mike. That's all I have to say.
So much better than that.
The Caddyshack theme.
Which is great. That's a great song.
He's got a lot better than that.
I like Loggins and Messina, but after that...
Well, he is pretty much that whole thing.
Yep.
They lost me.
Saturday at the Automobile Building at Fair Park, Cross Canadian Ragweed, David Allen Coe, and others.
That's a big wolf, J-O-S.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right. At Billy Bob's, Loretta Lynn.
Need to go see her before she dies.
You are kidding me. I'd love to go see her.
Psycho?
So she'll do Coal Miner's Daughter, and then what?
A bunch of stuff.
You better back off there. She'll take you to Fifth City.
That's got to have a little appeal for you, Psycho, right?
Yes, it does. I'd love to go see her.
Well, then why don't you go?
Why don't you and I go?
Maybe I will. Let's go, Danny. Take me.
All right.
Why don't you go? I mean, you're Psycho Dave. They'll take care of you.
Okay. Fist City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a song called Fist City.
It's also the title of a movie I rented last night.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, I understand Frankie Goes to Hollywood has a song called that, too. At Poor David's, Adam Carroll.
Jeez.
Don't know
Adam Carroll. And if you had a name like Adam Carroll, why don't you change it?
Isn't Adam Carroll the guy the Basketball Diaries is based on?
Jim
Carroll. Okay, well,
Jim.
I don't know.
Jim.
At the Texas Theater in Waxahachie, Bugs Henderson.
Oh, this would be a perfect time for you to
Mike
do your
Reiner.
Impersonation of him. Go ahead.
I don't have one.
Yeah, you do.
No, go ahead, Mike.
But I can tell you, Bugs Henderson is a great... Great guitar player who puts on a tremendous show. Go to this.
Michael? Look out that window.
What?
Joe Satriani.
No. This is not Joe Satriani.
Steve Vai.
This is not that. At the Jefferson Freedom Cafe, Tom Russell.
Freedom.
Lead singer, Great White.
No.
At the Sons of Herman Hall, Fred Eaglesmith.
Grego. You love what? Eagle Scouts.
Oh, Greggy, Fred Eagle Scout.
Oh, my gosh.
At Trees, right. Bob Schneider.
Grego, he has had Sandra Bullock. You haven't.
And never will. That kind of bums me out.
True.
At the Ridgely, Pimpadelic.
They're still around?
They had it, man.
They were so close to making it.
They were.
They were very close.
If it weren't for Kat, would you guys have ever had them on your show?
No.
They're good guys, though.
Yeah, they were good guys.
They're good guys. Madison, the drummer, he's a great guy.
He is a good guy.
Sunday at the Ridgely, Willie Nelson.
Had it.
Maybe he has, but he's still Willie Nelson.
Go see him before
so
he dies.
Had it.
Maybe he
so
has,
had
but
it.
He is still Willie Nelson.
At the Gypsy Tea Room, El Gato and Sorta.
Hey, are you guys opening up for El Gato?
Mm-mm.
Trying to get some.
You're the headliner?
Mm-hmm.
They're opening up for you, which is the way it should be.
Is that right?
You got a new CD. They
hey,
don't.
Sorta is good.
Are you playing the Giant Room?
No.
Hey, Sorta is good.
Come out and see us
very
before
good.
I die.
At the Live Room, Thin Lizzy. Okay. Go see him before Phil Lynott dies.
Too late.
Oh, he's already died.
Hmm. What is that? How can you have...
Low, slap bitch.
At Trees, Finger 11.
They have a big song that's being played right now on the Edge.
What? Finger 11?
Yeah. It sounds like a Loretta Lynn song. That should go along with Fist City. That'd be Finger 5, though, I guess.
Okay.
Huh.
At the Stonebriar Community Church, Phil Keggy.
That's in McKinney.
Phil Keggy at a church?
Mm-hmm. Monday at the AAC, Lincoln Park, and Hooba Stank.
If you need tickets, Texas tickets.
I don't know why you would, but you do.
No, Hooba.
Hooba.
Tuesday at the Hard Rock Cafe, Brave Combat.
I mean, they just need to give it up. Time.
Oh. They have been around for 20-something years.
I know.
And they only play, like, little small venues.
Right.
Give it up. You didn't make it. You gave it a shot.
At the Texana Grill, Mark David Manders.
Grego.
Isn't that former cowboy great Dave Manders' son?
Sure is.
Go see him. Grego's going.
I support him.
At the Texana Grill.
Wednesday at McFarland Auditorium, B.B. King.
Go see him before he dies.
Now, you think that he is the worst of the King guitar players, don't you?
Yes, he is the he is the lesser of the Kings.
Behind Freddie and
Albert.
Martin Luther.
Yeah, Martin Luther.
Okay.
He's a hot blues player in his day.
All right.
Now, wait a minute. Is B.B. King really that great? Being honest, you may have gone and bought a CD of his and listened to it?
I would tell you no. Now, there are those out there who would strongly disagree
like
with that.
Like U2.
I would tell
you
no.
U2 is obsessed with B.B. King.
He can't play codes,
though. They did that song with him.
Yeah.
Welcome to town.
That's a great song,
too. It is. That's cool. That's a very cool song.
Did you ever see Rattle and Hum when...
Yeah.
Can't play codes. Can't play codes.
Play notes.
Thursday at the Texana Grill, Gary P. Nunn.
Not going to issue it.
At Dan Silverleaf, Centromatic.
That's a good band.
And at the Reconsider Lounge, Man Bong, Brad's Kissing Booth, and Sunroof Car Wash.
Wow. Brad's Kissing Booth.
That was Man Bang, by the way.
Oh, Man Bang?
Oh. Man Bong.
Man Bong is funnier.
Well, yeah. Read it. What does it look like to you?
Man Bong.
Okay.
You see that.
But the big show is tonight, Mike.
That's right.
Yes. The big show is tonight with the ticket time wasters.
And petty theft.
By the way, what are we
the
doing?
Barley House.
What are we doing on the air after this show? Are we carrying midget wrestling?
Probably top 10.
Oh, we're doing top 10?
Yeah, top 10.
Is Big Dick doing his show tonight?
No, he's performing.
He's overthought two songs that he has to sing.
Well, you know him. He doesn't like to take any time off. I figured he'd want to do it between sets or something.
Who knows?
I am so afraid of this place just emptying at the end of his material.
Is that why you placed him at the end of the show?
I'm serious. The question mark that is going to rise above this crowd is going to be enormous during his performance.
He likes that stuff.
I've got a play on one of the songs.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Well, see, he likes that, though.
That's his bit. That's what it's all about for him.
And you know, now that we're bringing attention to it, every time he's going to try to make it more and more obscure.
I mean, he's got that Rick in Dallas involved in this, who's about the biggest nut out there.
Yeah.
And check out Big Dick's hair.
Well, okay, Corby, what did you describe that look as?
Do you remember those, it was a candy, but it came on a stick, and it was shaped like in a cone, okay? So it
a real long Christmas tree kind of thing.
Yeah, it looked like a Christmas tree. And
it was clear.
But there were different colors all the way to the top.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. And there were red and green.
Yeah, that's what his hair looks like. One of those rocket cones. I think that's what it was called. It was a rocket cone. That's what his hair looks like. It's insane.
Why did you let him do that?
Hey, you're his friend.
Why do I?
Yeah.
Why don't you advise that young man?
You're the one who gives him money.
I have.
I've advised him to cool it, but he won't listen to me.
Well, maybe you need to get rid of him.
And I'm not his friend.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You quit being his friend?
Right. We cut ties.
Really?
Right.
Does he know this?
Yeah, he knows it.
God.
He knows it.
He must be crushed.
He's got a lot of other friends now.
Yeah, like Sevy and the Girls Gone Wild guy.
And Hamburger.
The guy at the Bunny Ranch. And
he didn't really need you anymore, Ron.
No, he doesn't.
He's doing fine
without me.
Got all his little porn buddies.
Yeah. All right, well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now. Doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. We'll get into that next here on The Ticket.